Hey, how are you guys doing? We're back. It's
been so long. Yeah, a very long time.
All right. We haven't recorded since August 2020, and we talked about COVID, but now it's what, February 2021?
Yep, that's
Elias a long time. Is playing with a toy, which is making noise. Let's move that toy to the side. So we're here with Elias, Leona, and Caitlin.
Yay!
Tiberius is around, but you know, he's not participating. He is 2 years old. But he's doing his own thing. So what we're gonna discuss right now is we're blended, right? You know what blended is?
Like when you put apples and bananas in the smoothie, then you blend them together, then now you're family.
So we're a smoothie?
Yeah.
No, in a way, cause you, Dad, and Tiberius, we have an apple, so Leon and Caitlin are the bananas, that they all come together and blend into a smoothie, so we're all together now.
I don't know if that makes sense.
I like apples, though.
So why is Tiberius, okay, we're not gonna go there. We're all blended because you were here first with me.
Yes.
Then I met Dad, and Dad had two beautiful children, and then we created Tiberius. So it's not that me, Dad, and you and Tiberius was here. No, that wasn't the case. They were here, and then Tiberius came along.
So
okay.
Everybody is the individual fruit that just gets mixed together.
Yes, that's all we are. We're all individual fruits to create a nice smoothie.
So we're chocolate.
We're chocolate?
Never mind.
Okay, so now everybody understands that. Yes. That was a good example. Okay, so Elias, we're going to let the girls talk a little bit.
Yay.
Okay. Caitlin, come a little closer so we can hear you. So how do you feel about living in this blended, fruitful family?
I feel good.
You feel good? What are your struggles? Do you have any struggles being blended?
No.
You don't? You just like it?
Yes.
Let's be honest. Okay. Woo. Good to hear that. All right, Leona, you have any struggles being blended?
No.
You sure? Even when Elias tells on you or make it seem like you doing wrong, you okay with that?
Yeah.
What?
Me too.
You okay with that?
To be honest, I wouldn't be okay with that.
You want to be okay, so you're not okay with that?
Yeah, I'm not okay with that.
Okay, so since you guys are all okay with that, why aren't you okay with that? Come a little closer to the camera, please.
Can you repeat the question?
Okay, I asked Caitlin, I said, Caitlin, Caitlin, can we leave that alone? Because that's making a lot of noise that we don't need, right? So I asked Caitlin, how does she feel about living in this fruitful, blended family and her struggles with it? And she said she has no struggle. So I said, cool. Then I asked Leona, how do you feel about this fruitful, blended family? Because I am a kiwiweed. You are what?
Apple.
You an apple?
I'm a strawberry.
You're a strawberry. What's you?
No, she's not a banana.
A banana?
No, she's not a banana.
How do you... Are you Caitlin?
Yes.
Are you Leona?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I guess, what is she?
She's a banana mixed with another banana.
Oh, okay.
A double banana.
So I asked that, and Leona said she likes it. She has no struggles. So I said, Leona, you don't have any struggles when Elias tries to make it seem like you're not doing your job. And she said, I don't have any struggles. Okay. But you said you want to be okay with that. So can you?
I did.
You said you have struggles, but you want to be okay with it. So what are your struggles?
Sometimes, like, I remember when we all first got together for a long period of time. Like, even though we've been together for a long period of time, I'm still trying to understand how we all act together as one family, a little bit. Why are you doing an X sign, Caitlin?
I don't know.
Okay, so you're trying to understand, what's the last part?
I'm trying to understand how we all work together as a family still a little bit.
Can you answer that question, Leona?
Can you answer Elias's question? I can.
But you guys are okay with it, so you guys can give me the... I'm not a child. I'm okay with this blended family. I love it. But I am not the children, so I don't know how you guys would feel. So, go ahead. Go ahead, Caitlin.
I know how to solve Elias's problem.
Okay.
You mean how to do the dishes and stuff?
Yeah. Anything. Go ahead. Like how to deal with everyone.
Yeah.
How to deal with everyone. Well, you have to be silly and funny and maybe even nice.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Silly and funny and even nice. So Elias is not nice or silly or funny?
He is funny.
But you think I can do more? You believe me that I can do more?
Because sometimes you just like...
I'm a
stupid person. Then I talk to me.
Go ahead, Caitlin. Don't get distracted by the puppy. Go ahead.
So he sometimes just bothers people.
He bothers people?
Yeah.
So explain to me how. So, but Leona, you didn't tell me anything. You said you love everything about Elias. So,
I didn't say that. I said I like the family, not everything about Elias.
Okay, go ahead, Caitlin. I want to hear more. This is interesting.
So, sometimes Elias just bees like, if you were doing something like Khan Academy, KDJ, it was really interesting, or reading a book, then he would be like, hello or something.
I don't do that.
I don't understand.
You always try to scare me all the time.
Not scared. Okay, Elias, be able to take it in. So Caitlin, thank you so much for your input. Come a little closer, Leona. I want to understand how Elias can be comfortable in this blended family where he struggles with, and you guys don't struggle with it. What can he do to unstruggle? You got to talk with your mouth, with y'all, while covering it. Go ahead.
He cannot try to scare me all the time every time I'm trying to do something.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Go ahead.
And he cannot try to, like, if someone's trying to do something and they didn't know, he's like, oh, you can't do this. But even though, like, he tries to say it nice, it still sounds like he's trying to be mean.
So he sounds condescending. Do you guys know what that word means?
No.
So that word means that when you have a level of authority, like you know what you're supposed to be doing, and the other person doesn't know, you talk down to them in a way that you don't realize you're talking down to them, but you're talking in a smirky way. You know, like cartoons, how they have smirky mean girls and they try to talk down to people and they have bullies trying to talk down to people. Is that how you guys feel? Oh, okay.
I never knew that.
No. So now you know. Yeah. So what can you do? So is that the only thing that you guys are, he can?
No.
What else?
He buys people and he
bugs people?
Yes.
Okay, what do you explain to Elias how he bugs people?
So he sometimes does, sometimes he shows his camera lens and glass to us and me don't like that.
What? No. Say it again. Mm-hmm.
I don't see much.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to answer. Let me just understand. What did you say? Say it again.
So sometimes Elias does shows his camera when he's in class.
His camera?
Yeah.
What do you mean shows his camera?
Leo, can you explain why?
So I remember he was in a meeting once, and he was trying to show me and Caitlin in the camera to his friends.
It was
like two people.
Okay, wait. You're answering a little bit. So you guys didn't like that. Okay, all right. Okay, 1 second. Let them finish.
And Elias, remember once when I was trying to get soup when you made soup, and I said I wanted the cheese. He put the cheese back inside the jar and didn't give it to me when I said I wanted it.
Oh, so you're being big brother, mean brother a little bit. That's like big brother things where big brothers, they kind of make your life a little difficult, not knowing that they do that. Okay, good. Anything else before Elias responds?
Yes.
Okay, what else?
That Elias is tie-tie.
Elias is tie-tie?
Yes.
What?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sort of acts like that sometimes.
He acts like Tai Tai, like a baby?
Like, no, not like a baby. Like, he wants to play
annoying.
All the time.
Like,
first you said Elias don't play. Now you said Elias do play.
Sometimes he don't want to play, and he just locks. And sometimes he don't want to play, and sometimes he just wants to play all the time, even though you're trying to do something.
Okay. Anything else before Elias responds? Because we don't want to cut him off.
That he's like that annoying. And Toga.
Okay, so all the boys that you know are annoying.
Yeah, pretty
much. Okay, understandable. Now, Elias, they said all of these things. They said that, you know, you do certain things that they don't like, but you said you're not aware of it. So now that they have let you know that you're doing certain things, you, what are ways that you're going to work on yourself to make sure that you're aware of what you're doing? I'm going to give you an example. I'm a mother. I'm you guys' mother. But I'm aware when I'm too much, meaning that I am pressuring you guys too much, meaning when I'm talking you guys to do certain things or telling you guys to do certain things. I know when I'm too much. So I have to tell myself, like, mommy, Iffy, you need to chill out a little bit, take a break, and come back. Okay? So hearing these things may be hurtful, right? What's?
I think your phone's off.
No, it's on. Oh. Hearing these things may be hurtful. But it's good to hear things because why? It makes us better. Right, Elias?
No.
It don't make you better?
No.
We're going to take a break and we're going to pause. And we're going to come back to it, okay? Tune in to the next episode whilst we talk to Elias to see what can we do to make him feel better about how he felt about hearing the truth about how he feels as a big brother. Tune in. Hey, welcome back. This is the first time I recorded 3 episodes today in one day.
Yeah.
Okay, so we left. Tiberius was running like he always do. And he slid right into me. And he was upset, and he kind of hurt himself, but he's okay now because he's back to his old ways. So I guess he's doing fine. Let's do a mental check on everyone. I'm going to start with you, Caitlin. How are you doing right now?
I'm doing good. It's my birthday. Happy birthday.
It's not really her birthday, but okay. Every day is a life. Okay.
Every day's life day.
What about you, Leona?
I'm good.
Good? Mentally good? Mm-hmm. Physically good? Strong?
Sort of.
Okay. What about you?
Physically, right here, like right below my home button, it hurts for some reason ever since I woke up, but mentally I'm feeling better now.
You're feeling better?
Yeah, I feel way better than before. Sometimes I just need to breathe for a little bit and just not think about stuff that I don't really want to think about. Just think about like good stuff that I like to think about. Then I'm back to normal. And normal is great for me.
Good stuff like chicken nuggets.
So let me tell you guys something. I'm so happy that you guys were able to push through this. It's really good to push through when you guys be honest with each other. So how do you feel about your sisters that we didn't get there? Being blended, how do you feel about them? Because you said that you're the only one struggling with the blended family.
Just a little bit. But
so how do you feel?
About what?
Your sisters, how they felt about the things that you're doing. How do you feel about the things that they're doing? Bless you.
Thank you.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Can you ask more clear question?
So in the whole part one, we talked about being blended and we explained that we're all different fruits and we're blended together to make a smooth smoothie. Just like when we got married, when Tiberius wasn't here, we were all a different color sand, right? And we put the sand down to what? What is that called?
Hourglass.
An hourglass, right?
Yeah.
We put the sand down the hourglass and now we're mixed in. Look at the sand right now. It's all mixed in together. Only person that needs to be added to the sand is Tiberius. So I'm going to get some sand for his personal color and we're going to add it in, right? Yeah. So we did that. Now that we have been 3 years deep married, me and you guys' dad, but we've been 5 years, almost 6 years deep in this relationship of us being in each other's lives.
So you were dating
since 2015. I've been in your dad's life, and he's been in my life. So we're almost six years deep. All right, we are 6 years deep. I met your dad like in January time frame, but we're in each other's lives. But you guys didn't meet each other until July 2015.
I remember Caitlin. She was like 1 or 2 years old.
She was one. She was tiny.
She was a chub. Caitlin, you were a chubby baby.
No, she wasn't.
To me, she was. My opinion.
She was trying to walk. She was shaking. Chicken, chicken, chicken. Yeah. Shaker,
chubby cheek.
She was shaking, chicken. Yeah.
I have a picture of Leo kissing my cheek. At my house.
Yeah.
And I remember Leona, me and Leona, we couldn't speak clear vocabulary to each other. It wasn't.
It was true.
I was like, when it first met, I was like, who are you?
And Leona kept calling you her best friend. She was like, I just want to be with my best friend. I'm like, you just met each other. I guess they're just best friends now, I guess. It was hilarious. So,
I remember where me, Leona, Caitlin met.
Where?
At that park. So by the NEX. By our NEX, there was like a park across the street, and I remember those memories. I can just like, see a holographic image of us playing. Uh-huh. And I remember I used to be at one side of the playground, Leona, Caitlin, be over, and I said, "Mayday, mayday, mayday."
Yeah. And we went to the beach and they went in the water in clothes that they weren't supposed to go in the water in. So,
this is picture art over there.
Yeah, the picture is up somewhere on the walls.
No, it's on the stairwell.
On the stairwell? Okay.
Yeah, I saw it.
All right. So, my question to you, Elias, is Leona and Caitlin said how they felt about the behaviors that they feel towards you.
Mom.
Yes, Tiberius. You never said how did you feel.
Good.
So what are ways that you're going to do to work on the things that they said that they didn't like? Like the way you speak to them when you're... When Leona says when you're telling her to do something, she doesn't mind, right? That you're telling her is how you're telling her.
I don't know that's how I'm telling her.
So maybe you have to tell him, Leona, like, you know, thank you for letting me know. Leona, you hear me? Thank you for letting me know, but if you could rephrase how you're saying it, because how you're saying it makes me don't want to do it. Is that the feeling that you get? When somebody's telling you something in a certain way, it's like you're going to do it, but you don't want to do it right now. It's because I don't like how you're talking to me.
I don't really.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm so used to talking like a certain way. I don't even know, like, there's, like, other ways I could speak. Like, that's how I feel sometimes. Like,
that's why we have to kind of know. That's why we do meditation at night. And meditation is to help us be aware of who we are and how we are. So I'm completely aware of how I'm reacting to someone, right?
Yeah,
so I told you, I'm militant because I'm, you know, my mom was very strict and strong. I grew up with my mom, me and my sister. But she was also fun, but she was militant, and she would get you nowhere. I've gotten beatings on the train, in the streets, and in school back in the days. She didn't play around, right? One disrespect, you get slapped in the face.
So if
you know how you tell me no, and I have to correct you right away? It wouldn't be a talk. It would be a slap in the face, and you will never do that again. And my friend, Charlene, who I grew up with, she never forgot my mom. Because I remember my mom took me somewhere, and my mom used to be a volunteer. She liked to volunteer, and she likes to talk about health. And she was over there talking about heart health for people who are suffering with heart disease. And I went with her. So after that was done, they were giving out free bags of, like, things, right? So this lady came to me, and she was like, do you want a free bag? And I was like, no, with an attitude. My mom came out of nowhere and slapped the mess out of me in front of my friends. I was like, whoa. And my friend Charlene was with me, and she never forgot. Ever since that day, she always respected my mom because she was petrified that she was going to get slapped too for being disrespectful. But my mom was old school, and she did not play around with disrespect. So, and then that's the reason why I am in a good place in my life is because my mom did not allow me to think like the world is going to be easy. The world is not easy.
Like, where did she stop you at?
Okay, I was sitting on the back of a chair, and she came from my right-hand side, and she slapped my left cheeks, like...
Can I see how it feels?
I would have been scared to even talk to her.
She was cool. Talk to her. I always talk to her. She was a cool mother, but she did not play around with disrespect.
So she was, like, real deal?
The real deal. You know why? Because I grew up in Harlem. Harlem is the black mecca, but it also changed into an area with infestation of drugs, and a lot of children were running away from home, and they were becoming prostitutes, people who sell their bodies, and she was trying to protect us from getting influenced from the outside, but she had to be hard on us to protect us.
Not the tower or anything, but why did you live there?
Because that's what we could afford.
Because remember
we didn't have all. Go ahead.
Do we have fans? Also, I always listen to my mom.
You always listen to your mom? That's good.
I do that 97% of the time, if I really want to be honest.
No, he doesn't.
He don't listen to me?
I don't think so.
Oh, what? Kaylin said she don't think so.
What do you mean? I get downpoured.
Go ahead. I want to hear it. Go ahead.
So, like, you get, like, a lot of trouble, like, a lot.
No, I don't. I actually don't.
I remember one time, I think it was nighttime, where you were, like, talking to mom, and you were, like, no or something to mom.
Uh-huh. And what happened?
And then you said, you know, I forgot what you said.
I wasn't actually in trouble. I was actually just getting corrected because I said something that I didn't know. I wasn't supposed to say. But I kind of knew I wasn't supposed to say it. But it came out of me so fast. Then when I realized I said it, I tried to correct myself. So my mom she was just telling me. She was just correcting me, so I know not to do it again.
So once again, I'll do it.
Kaylin, you just went to a different subject. Did you even hear anything Elias said?
No,
sir. Of course not. It's okay. We understand your attention span is very low. And it's okay because you're 6 years old, and then a lot of times it's hard to focus. Mm-hmm. But I think I lost – I was trying to tell you, I love my mom. She passed away a long time ago.
Got too far away?
Yeah, but she was also strict, but she was also down to earth. Like, I never had to, I always was able to go to parties and sleepovers, and I was able to travel a lot because my mom was signing paperwork. I traveled a lot as a kid because I had good grades, and because I had good grades, I was always selected to go to different places. So I used to travel to different places to see different things, and my mom would let me go. Some people's parents be like, they're always scared, but my mom wasn't. So I was open up to a lot of things that I was blessed to do.
Do I have good grades?
I want to go there.
Yeah. So when you have, if you are doing what you're supposed to do and you're in a school where they're going to travel to different, I used to debate as a kid. I used to be on a student council and debate. So debating, we used to travel around different states and different schools debating. So that's something I used to do. And I used to be student council because I love government and I love to fight and raise my voice and yell and scream and protest. That's why we practice speaking up. You have to speak up. Go ahead.
I remember my... Oh, sorry.
But actually, I remember in my fourth grade, we were choosing who would be the student council. And and we were writing speech, and my speech was the first one up there, but it didn't come on Friday.
Aww. You did a speech too, remember?
Speech. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to student council too. So student council is something good to do. Why? Because you get involved with what's happening in the school. And when you get involved with what's happening in the school, you are the voice. And you can make things happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I remember, it was even on Thursday or Friday, my teacher, Ms. Rose, we reviewed all the videos for the student council. So we did it, so we reviewed all the president videos, the vice president president and forgot the secretary, and then we reviewed it. We saw some of the videos, and some of the videos, and like only one video, which is on the Sassafras girl named Olivia in our class. Like I feel like almost like every year that like my friends are in the same class as her. We don't like because her attitude really gives off a bad vibe to everybody there, and we was at lunch. She kind of asked me at lunch. So at lunch, me and my friends, one of my friends asked who voted for Olivia, and only one person raised their hand. And my friend also told me on the bus that she literally put vote for Olivia. Like she really wanted that so bad, even though last year she did it a whole bunch of times, and like nobody wanted to vote for her because of how she acts. And there's more, and I voted for a fourth grade girl named Tessalyn for vice president, cause I don't know why, but I just did it because I wanted to vote somebody else.
Well, we only should vote for who's going to do the job, right? We gotta look and do the research.
Oh yeah, and I also voted for her because her speech actually gave us like something like she really wants to actually help it be a better place. But Olivia, on the other hand, looks like she just wanted to do it so she can just be a ruler.
Oh.
That's also how I see it.
I remember in the speech, I think I said something about changing the disgusting school lunches.
Doing what? The school lunches? Change the lunches?
Mm-hmm. Change the lunches. And I forgot what else, because the lunches in my school, the food is always wrapped in plastic and there's water dripping on the food.
That's
for real?
Yeah.
Wrapped in plastic?
Yes.
So they could save like a bunch of plastic and they just took that away and then they would have water dripping on the food.
Oh, that's from the steam of it being wrapped. Tiberius?
If you had bread, it gets all soggy and disgusting.
Oh, he giving you a hug.
Thank you.
But like during the last year, they get the packages like from the shipment, mm-hmm. and they just like to make it like right in the kitchen. Like they make their own spaghetti and meatballs. They get pizza from Domino's or Pizza Hut.
But since COVID, things have really changed in how we see things. And then yours was pre-COVID, so that's not good. Yours is wrapped in plastic. Now your school is doing it because of COVID, but before. But you know what? We're going to go ahead and close out. And we can do it. What was another podcast you guys wanted to do? What game was that?
Would you rather?
Or truth or dare.
Would you rather?
Or truth or dare.
Or truth and dare.
Would you rather play truth or dare?
I would rather. Yeah.
I'm going to play make voices with this.
Make voices? Okay. All right, guys. I do appreciate you guys. I'm happy we pushed through. We were able to push through the situation, and I'm glad that we are all different fruits in the blender, and hopefully we taste good when we come out.
It's not taste like disgusting.
Yes, we're going to wrap up this podcast, close out for season one,
what?
Part three of Blended. Hey, welcome back. Today is February 13th, 2021. The topic of discussion is truth and dare of when we, leave and go back together. You know, we are a blended family and sometimes we leave and come back together. And the kids wanted to do truth and dare. So who's going to go first? Lias, you have to get closer. Caitlin, you have to get closer. All right, well, one of our kids is going to go ahead and listen to Netflix through the conversation. Okay, let's move over here.
Hi, guys. I'm going to go ahead and load this down.
Take that.
Yeah. Parents, we don't want to get paid for copyright.
All right, go ahead. Who's going to go first?
I'll go.
Go ahead.
Caitlin, truth or dare? Okay, I dare you to
We have to think something that like, we can do by voice or something like that.
Okay, so I dare you to tell everybody that you eat chicken nuggets every day. Out loud. Really, really loud.
Bye. I disappeared.
Disappear? You gotta say it.
That's it.
And you gotta yell it.
I don't want to, though.
It's a dare.
Then I pick chills.
Okay. Okay. Is it true that you're gonna miss midnight when we leave?
Yeah, midnight's supposed to be.
I can't hear you, Kaylin. You're so low. Speak up.
Yes, I am gonna miss midnight.
And by the way, midnight's our dog.
Not our dog, everyone's dog.
I said ours.
Okay.
When I said ours, I mean everybody's.
Okay. No.
Midnight, stop it.
All right, Caitlin, your turn. Truth or dare? You pick someone.
Truth or dare, Elias.
What?
Truth or dare, Elias.
Truth.
Is it true that you cry when we leave?
True.
Is it true?
Only one.
Elias, your turn.
Truth or dare, Leanna.
Dare.
I dare to. I have to think about this. I wish I thought of both. I dare to say cheeky cheeky nuggy out loud.
Okay. Wait, what? What do I say?
Chicken nugget, yeah.
Chicken nugget, yeah.
Yep. Your turn. Mom, is it your turn?
No, we can do one more turn, and then we're going to talk about how we feel about when we're transitioning back and forth.
Please play on the whole terrible podcast.
Truth or dare, Miss Iffy?
Truth.
Is it true that you're going to carry a gigantic piece of bread when you go to Italy?
Like the gigantic piece of bread?
Like those big long bread things.
Oh, I'll do that. I never thought about doing that. They do have, what is it called? That's like a baguette.
French bread.
French bread?
French bread is really long.
French bread is in Italy? I'll see. I know what you're talking about because you see them from the movies with Italy and they have the
croissants.
So I'm going to go into town when I'm done with ramen, and I'm going to go and get a long bread. I'm going to buy it and be like, take a picture with me. And then I'm going to post it. So how did they have it? Up on pie or?
My grandma said that when she went to Italy, they like hold it under their armpits, like without no covering or anything. Yeah, it's armpit bread.
Armpit bread?
Armpit bread.
All right. Your turn, Caitlin.
Midnight, look at this. Look at this, Midnight.
Caitlin, truth or dare?
Truth or dare? I pick dare.
No, who do you pick?
To do truth or dare.
Midnight.
He can't respond.
Not a choice.
Tai-Tai.
Tai-Tai is not paying attention.
You guys just can hear Midnight growling like a crazy monster.
Invisible bread.
Invisible bread?
Yes.
Okay, Minnie, it's invisible bread. Bread. What do you want me to do?
Invisible bread. You pick there. And I say random things.
Huh?
Pick up.
Who are you picking?
Elias.
Okay.
And Elias is wrong.
True to the Elias.
Please.
Truth.
Is it true that you're obsessed with Fortnite?
Yes.
And your phone?
Not my phone.
Yes, you are obsessed with your phone.
You're on your phone right
all
now.
All the time, yeah. Elias, your turn. True to dare.
True for dare, Caitlin.
Dare.
Targeting each
dare.
I dare you to. I have to think about this. This is a dare.
Paul, why are you thinking?
What does that mean?
Nobody knows.
Laugh. Hey, I'm laughing. I go crazy when I laugh.
What are you laughing about?
What is the truth of this?
I don't know.
Who are you picking?
I pick Caitlin.
Caitlin, what is it?
I'll pick somebody else.
Dare.
She won dare.
What's the... I want you to... Okay, I want you to...
I dare you to.
Or, I dare you to...
Eat 1,000 million pies?
No.
Be nice to people? Not talk for like a second? What?
I dare you to be silent for 2 minutes.
All right, Alexa, give me a 2-minute timer.
Snippet.
All right. So
you cannot speak.
The conversation is going to be about how do you guys feel about when you guys have to go to your other house and you have to go to your other house and come back to this house.
What do you mean my other? Oh,
your other house, your dad's house too.
I feel. I like when we drive there sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes like a little bit. Sometimes like you're like, oh, I don't want to be in this car anymore.
Yeah.
Well, then when you get there, you're like, yes, that was the best car ride ever.
Yeah, and it's exciting when you don't see the parent in a long time, and when you see him, you're like, ah. Caitlin, how do you feel?
Wait, she can't speak now.
She will determine.
Caitlin's miming. I think she's saying she'll miss midnight.
No, you miss Elias? No, you miss Dad?
Then I won't miss you.
You miss your one? Oh.
I was just snatched that. He looks snatched.
Oh, you miss your room? Okay. You miss Tai Tai? What?
Oh, such a surprise. She doesn't miss Tai Tai.
As soon as I walk you late, I'll say, bye, Caitlin. Have a good day. I'll say, goodbye. I'll say, take that peace of mind.
Where you going? Why? All right.
Chop that piece
Elias, about you, what do you feel?
About what? I forgot.
The question is leaving and returning, leaving and returning.
When I leave, I say, yes, I get to do a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't get to do. Yeah.
Like rules? No rules. That's what it is.
No. But my dad
no
said,
choice.
My dad said, we have rules. It's Lara, different
Alexa,
rules.
Alexa, stop. Caitlin, you can talk.
Okay, I want to play on the
phone. It's different.
Bye.
It's different rules over there. Like what I like about like leaving and returning.
Uh-huh.
I like that when I go to my dad's house, I get to do things like spend time with my sister Jaylen because she loves it when I'm over there because I feel like we're around the same age. Uh-huh. So it's like yes. We might play the Animal Crossing thing.
Midnight. I'm recording right now.
Show you the butt. And huh? What I like about returning is that I get a different change of scenery. I get to be mad about doing chores. I get to play different games with my own teams.
And
I like to use the VR.
That's here or there?
Get the videotape Elias.
No, don't do that. Caitlin, don't videotape me.
Caitlin, what are you doing?
She's making her podcast into a podcast.
That's a recording.
Oh, okay. Anyway, you can keep going, Elias.
And I'm done.
Okay, yeah, so well, I know it's a short podcast, and I wanted to make sure we had a conversation. You have to say something?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I also wanted to say...
It's 9:41.
I also wanted to say that I'll be I'll be sad and excited at the same time when I leave, because I'll be excited because I haven't seen my mom or Happy or the new house or my cousins or anybody from New York in 3 months. And I'm trying to think real quick. Oh, and I'm really, 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 really excited because to see Happy mostly. And third most excited to see Happy's reaction to midnight. And I'm really hoping that we stay for just a little bit at the so Happy and Minute could get to know each other.
And Happy could have all the time in the world to attack me and bite me and try to eat me up alive.
And I'm also excited for when I go home and I see the birds.
Oh, the birds.
I'll train, because I'll train them to like me, finally. And I'll train them to perch on my finger.
Oh, well, you gotta take a video so I can see.
But they don't like my finger, so I have to train them to like my finger. But I don't have any bird treats.
Oh, maybe you could wipe it in your poop.
But my finger and poop?
Their poop, so they can smell themselves.
Ew. Why don't you take a picture?
I don't know, maybe they're... Oh, Papa! Well, I do thank you guys for participating in the podcast.
We should have an intro.
What do you guys want to exo? How do you guys want to exit?
How would you say this is military mama and me and Caitlin and Elias, and we're coming from the something house.
Okay. Well, we're not going to say our location, but we're going to say
the family home.
Yeah. All right. This is the Military Mama. This concludes our podcast. And we're coming from our family home. We're out. Go ahead, kids. We're out.
Outside.